Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Fired up today. I got a fire in my mouth. Maybe that's the reason why. Got up early again this morning. I went to sleep. You probably don't care about my sleeping habits. I was asleep at 8:35 last night. When I laid down and put my head, I'd had a long day the day before. I had a long day yesterday. Put my head on the pillow and kind of looked up at Michelle, said, hey, I ain't going to be around long. Boom, I was out. So I was up about 3:45 this morning. I got to get my calendar back on. It's crazy. The only one's up is me and the cat, and he's not even very friendly. Got a lot of stuff to talk about today. We've got a good group of young kids. I want to encourage you today with some young people who are going to join us here. I got a couple of things I want to throw in here before we get gone. I have to do a little bit of homework or legwork or informational updates. So if you bear with me real quickly, I want to run down through that. Hey, listen, Kyle Rittenhouse, you know, we were talking about going up to Neosho, Wisconsin with Kyle Rittenhouse. Spoke to Jason Storms yesterday. Hat tip to Ray LeBlanc, who helped us out there. They think that Kyle Rittenhouse's arraignment's going to be done on what's that thing called? Not Google. The other one, Mike, what's the other one called? It doesn't matter.
Zoom.
Yeah, it's going to be a Zoom arraignment. He's not even going to be there. The town's basically closed down because of COVID. So we could go up there and have a public demonstration. The arraignment's going to take probably 5 minutes and it's going to be over. So some of them are going to be there. They're going to raise up a standard. But I said, listen, I can't ask people to come that far for just that short period of time. They understood. So we're still in the Kyle Rittenhouse battle. We don't expect it to be a whole lot going on there on Thursday. You can be praying for him, of course. And there will be some people representing us there. December 11th and 12th, we are going back to Washington, D.C. Put it on your calendar. Now, listen to me. We cannot sit back. The Lord's in control. We cannot sit back and trust the Supreme Court, count on whatever. We have got to continue to have public demonstrations that we are sick of it and we're not going to take it anymore. Because here's one of the lies they've taught all of us, folks. I know this now. I know it that I know it that I know it. The God-fearing Americans, we love to call them conservatives. I hate that term. God-fearing Americans still outnumber the left by many, 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 many millions. And it's only because they've seized the media and they've seized all the gates of authority that we think the left is powerful, and they really are not. We have them surrounded. We have them outnumbered. We have to continue to bring pressure, especially local. I was having a conversation the other day with JR about that very thing. We've got to make our elected officials know that this matters to us. So we're not going to sit around and watch this election being stolen. So all of you could begin just making phone calls to your elected officials. Is that what you'd say, JR? Just call your elected officials and say, don't let them steal it. Don't let them steal it. You don't have to yell. That's all you need to do. We're out here. We care. Don't let them steal. Right, JR? You hiding from me? Anyway, do that.
Hey, I'll say the answer for him. We're not going to let it get stolen.
It's stolen without any doubt. The left. Anyway, I'll get into that in a second. We're going to go to the Serpent Mounds December 20th. Yes, we are. We're going to go down there. That's another high place. We'll keep working on those details. But if you're listen, we're up in our ante here, okay? We're up in our ante. December 20th. We're going to go there.
Amen.
We'd love for you to go ahead and put that on your calendar. We'll figure out arrangements where to sleep and stay.
Amen.
And all that. But get that on your calendar, December 20th. December 11th and 12th.
Yeah, amen.
Look, we're working on a huddle in Kentucky, January 9th and 10th. Put that on your calendar. A huddle in in Kentucky, January 9 and 10. Neil up in Wisconsin wants to order one. He wants to organize one. He doesn't have it gone yet, but put in mind, I just want you all to be encouraged. We're coming. We're going to go to see Denny Bryan in Iowa on February 6th, and we're coming to a city near you. You just got to pick it up. Now, they tried to do one on Bobby Lee was trying to organize one in Pennsylvania on the 19th of December and had to Ixchinay that one because we're going to be at the mounds on that. Cool. All right. You with me? Come on. Now's the time. Now's the time to bone up and ante up. Hey, Mike, quickly. Our T-shirts are ready. Our T-shirts are ready. Mike, go to those real quick. Pull those up there. Folks, I'm going to pick them up here in the next couple of days. Terry's done a great job with them. These are now our official new team uniform. And I want you to take a look at this. Yes, we'd like you to buy one. Yes. Yes, they cost $20. Yes. But we found out when we went to Washington, D.C., we dressed in so many different things in so many different colors that we did not look organized like we were together. And we struggled and came up with a lot of different things, had a lot of people give me advice of what we should do. I made an executive decision. These are the things that we think are going to stick in the minds of people when they see them. Pass the salt, the hat, and the website. Not that we're trying to promote me or promote Coach Dave Live, but to try to get people to come to where we are to gather with us to expand the kingdom. On the back of it, pass the salt again, Coach Dave Live again, and then it's kind of a take that Terry came up with. It's like we're at Iwo Jima and we're trying to hold the cross back up. So these shirts are now available on the website. And we're going to ask you this. If you are part of our team, please get a T-shirt. Please get one. They're online. You can do it right online. Order them now and we'll get them out to you. Okay, cool. What else? One thing, Mike, throw up there what you just had on the screen. I'm sick of it, man. Sick of it. Then we'll get the young girls in here. Whoops. Stay right there a second. That's okay. Let's start with that. How about this one? Take a good look at that one. It says, covering your face in Walmart is now mandatory, but covering your butt obviously isn't. Isn't that the way you feel about what's going on in America? Huh? That is the meme of memes right there. That's it for sure. Mike, go to the other thing. I feel like I'm running today. That's the way I feel inside. I got this yesterday and my I don't know where I got it. I don't know where I got it. I was sitting around last night. Our little granddaughter is 4 years old today. And they were all around here last night, sitting on my lap, kissing me on the cheek, making just spoiling the heck out of Grampy. And I hate it when that happens, as you can probably imagine. And as soon as I sent them all home, and I opened up my computer, this popped up. And I thought, this is for all of us, folks. It says, years from now, you'll look back and admit that you spent an entire year of your life wearing a mask, cooped up in your house and avoiding all the people you love, the things you love, a year of your life that you will never get back. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Go ahead. I'll wait for you to say it.
Amen.
Come on, amen.
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 We'll
never get this year.
Amen.
Amen.
Ain't that the truth? Amen.
We'll never get it back. Hey, folks, we're not promised tomorrow. Every single day is a risk, a car accident, an illness, falling out of a tree. But we should not be forced to live in fear. Raise it up a little bit, Mike, if you could. We went from being a free nation to being told we couldn't go to school, couldn't go to church, couldn't go to grandma's house, couldn't pay respects to a loved one through a funeral, where we were allowed to go. We were told how long we could be there, how far apart we have to be, what to wear, what to do. This is insanity. Yes, our health matters. You know what else matters? My grandkids sitting on my lap. My friends, church and school, soccer and football and hockey, and all the things kids do, family vacations, neighborhoods, barbecues. It's called life. We'll never get 2020 back, folks. We'll never get it back. We've cowered, and we've worn masks, and we've social distanced, and we've hid. We didn't go to church. That year's behind us. We'll never get it back. One day you'll hug your grandma, your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister for the last time. One day your child will play their last football game or basketball game, or one day they'll have their last day in school. One day you'll spend your last day laughing with a loved one. One day you'll dance your last dance. Don't waste the days you have by living in fear. Our time here on earth matters, and God didn't put us here to be afraid. Live your life while you have the chance. God's going to call you home when it's your time. Virus or no virus. It's time to take back our freedom. Period. Amen. I think it's all tied together. I think it's all tied together. Listen, I got kind of a two-fold show I'm going to do here. Listen, Thursday I'm going to do something I've never done before, but I'm doing it Thursday. And I may lose half of the crowd, and I don't care. I made the decision last night. On Thursday, we are going to discuss whether or not the baptism in the Holy Spirit is real or not. Is the baptism in the, because I'm going to tell you something right now. I believe this, the bottom of my heart. I received the baptism in the Holy Spirit. It was like an injection of testosterone in me. I get up every day and I know that I'm filled with that Holy Spirit. And I'm going to tell you something. Some of you have never received the baptism in the Holy Spirit. We'll talk about that on Thursday. Don't miss it. I'll make all my enemies all. Doesn't matter. So, Mike, get the video ready because we're going to bring up some young warriors. I want to encourage you today. Hey, kids, let me stop a second. Can you imagine over the last, let's pick 5 years, can you imagine the hours wasted in youth groups? Children's Sunday schools. Can you imagine, you look back over your shoulder, what we could have been preparing, the young army we could have been preparing in our churches had we had the vision to do it. Instead, we're raising up children who they can't wait to run to the world as soon as they get out from under mommy and daddy. Somebody say amen. You don't have to. You know I'm telling you the truth, right?
Amen.
And to think that we have not properly trained the next generation of children, the next generation of Christian warriors, we haven't done it. We've taught them to play video games, go to church and have smoke machines and dance and all that stuff. Love your neighbor and be tolerant and diverse. And now we look out on the spectrum of America. I'm talking about me. I wonder what the heck happened. What the heck happened? Well, Claudine Burnham, I didn't know she's following the show, but she's been following the show. And her girls have been following the show. And our buddy Kevin up in New Hampshire, told me he was out there Saturday and saw these girls wearing their hats. I said, Coach. And I said, I know, I'm already in contact with them. I'm going to have them on the show on Tuesday. Can you believe it? Can you believe they're watching Coach Dave live in New Hampshire? Sununu, I think he's up there, right? New Hampshire. They're watching it. And these girls are on fire for the Lord. This is a little video clip. It's about 5 minutes from, I think, just maybe 2 days ago at Sununu's office. Is that where you guys were? Were you at Sununu's office? Yeah.
We were at the State House on Saturday, Coach. That's where we saw Kevin. And then on Sunday, we were back at Sununu's house. So I'm not sure what you're showing.
They were at the State House on Saturday. And the governor, he's governor, right?
Yes. Governor
Sununu went to his house on Sunday. These young whippersnappers. I want to encourage you tonight, folks. We can win. Go ahead and play this, Mike, real quickly. Then we'll get them in here.
Speaking on a couple news syndicates, kind of spreading the word and letting the voice be heard. So we're going to hear from Althea, Kayla, Meredith, and Abby. I don't remember all of their ages, but Althea is only 17, and I'm pretty sure Abby's 14. Is that right? Okay.
The future.
You're 14. I can't believe you're 14. Look at our future, you guys. Isn't that beautiful? Great things coming. Okay. Without further ado, Althea.
Thank you.
Hey, Althea, we got to find you a boyfriend. a man's man boyfriend. You know what I'm talking about here?
Yeah.
We need a man standing up there beside you. Go ahead, Mike.
Thank you, Jose, for Thanksgiving! Yeah. You got together with the family! Yeah. Wasn't that just wonderful? I love that phone rules when they tell me I can't visit my family, okay? That's wrong. Alrighty, I'm so thankful, okay, to see everybody's faces here without a mask on. I'm so thankful that this group keeps on getting bigger and bigger. The support for our president is amazing, and it's just going to grow and grow and get huge, okay? Alrighty, I'm so thankful. And I have little Kayla here, and she's going to read some Psalms, and then Mary's going to read some Bible verses, and then we have a little show for you at the end. Okay, everybody, this is Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, that thy way may be known upon all earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let thy people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him.
This is 2 Chronicles 20:20. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa, which means in Hebrew,
the trumpet is confirmed.
And as they went forth through Jehoshaphat, stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe in the prophets, so shall ye prosper.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's here supporting our president who is a warrior of God? We are going to raise the next generation of men as warriors of God. We're going to raise the generations correct. We're going to stop feeding the children lies. We're going to start fixing the school system. And we're going to get this going. Alright, I got died down a little bit. It's really hard for me to do that, okay? So now, we're going to sing one of Trump's favorite hymns. It's called the Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Okay? I'm blowing me away.
Alright, here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trembling at the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the faithful lightning of his terrible sword. His truth is marching on.
Come on,
hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
The rest of the words for us, because it's so important for us to hear these words.
Alright.
Okay. Yeah. I have seen him in the watchfires of 100 circling camps. They have built him an altar in the evening dews and damps. I have read his righteous sentence by the dim and fearing flaring lamps. His day is marching on. He has sounded forth a trumpet that shall never sound retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. In the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea with a glory in his bosom that transfers you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us live to make him free while God is marching on. Thank God. I'm so proud for these generations to come, but we have to start now and end the corruption. We are not losing this race. Do
give up hope. For we have won. We have won. Thank you, everybody.
Let's bring him in here in a second. Hey, Mike, throw that lion picture up there if you can real quick. Folks, here's what we got to decide. Here's what we got to decide. Which one of these are we going to model for our children? Mike's going, yeah, you have it, Mike? You didn't get it? I hate it when that happens, but you didn't. Girls, come on in here. I'll get the picture to you, Mike. Come on in. Who's going to be the spokesman? Althea, are you the? Come on, jump in here. What's going on up there?
Yeah, I am.
So what's going on here? What got you guys so motivated to get out into the streets?
Well, we were just really sick and tired of seeing what was going on, and especially for our generation, because it's so corrupt and they're being indoctrinated with lies. And we want to take a stand in a Christian perspective and tell them the truth. And share salvation and about Jesus Christ, you know, and he's a warrior.
He is a warrior. You guys, are you homeschooled, Mom? Mom, do you homeschool him?
Yeah. Yes, Kelly and I are homeschooled. Kelly is Kayla's mom, and I'm Althea and Meredith's mom, and we've homeschooled them all their lives. Yep.
Amen. Amen. Look on the screen right now, folks. Which one are we going to begin to promote in America? Biblical Christianity?
Yes. Yes.
The lion of the tribe of Judah. The righteous are as bold as lions. And evil men flee when no one pursues. Or the American brand of it. What makes a muskrat go to the courage, right? we don't have any courage. How'd you guys get... So how did you get locked in or caught up or... How did we meet? How did this thing happen here?
That's you, Kelly.
Yeah. So during the pandemic, I was just searching. My daughter, actually, she was wide awake from the very beginning. And she said, Mom, this is a takeover. And I was like, huh? Like, I was a little nervous. So she knew. She gets up and reads her Bible and prays. Sometimes she'll be 12 o'clock at night still reading her Bible and praying. And she just has a very close walk with Jesus, and she really guided me. I was a little scared, and she would get out that Bible and read it to me and pray with me. And I don't know if I would have got through this at the beginning if it wasn't for her.
What would be your advice to, I'm sorry for feedback there. What would be your advice to other parents who are seeing an awakening in their children? Guess best question is, where do you plug them in? What do you do? How did it happen in your house? Is that too tough to answer?
Well, actually, we were going to the same church. That's how we met. And I thought I was saved, but I wasn't really saved. And I actually didn't get saved until I pulled out of church.
Oh.
And I started really reading the Bible for myself and just listening. And we pulled out for a couple of years and we were just doing it at home. And then we did go back to church, but I actually fell back asleep the minute I got back to church, which was really sad. But there's a really wonderful church up in Twin Mountain, New Hampshire, and they are alive there, but it's a longer drive for us.
So it's hard to stay.
Yeah. And Coach, let me just say that I've been going to this church now for over 22 years. And so, you know, we were doing the Zoom thing, up on through June, I think, until we could go back. And then we finally went back, and it was already dying over the last couple of years. I saw it. I've been involved in youth group and Awana and leading VBS programs, and I just saw a descend in the last couple of years, which was breaking my heart. But when we went back to church, it was like, it was cold, and we couldn't stand and sing, which I thought it just clinched my heart. And so after about 6 weeks of sitting there not singing, I stood up and my family followed suit. And we did this for 2 weeks, and people stood. And I was reprimanded by our pastors for standing and not following their protocol under the authority of their church.
Mm.
Yeah. So my husband and I had quite a long discussion, and they wanted us to be part of the unity of the church. And I'm like, you're not going to get unity by telling us to sit and worship. And their thought process was, well, you can lie down and worship and God will accept that. I'm like, my soul and my spirit needs to stand. So I started going to another church where we could stand and worship. And it was just right there was just, I was just charged. And I mean, we had gone to the Trump rallies this summer and met a lot of people and started researching. But really, since we've been, it just seems like every couple of weeks, we're just getting shut down. And we're, the only thing we've got are grocery shopping. And when we go grocery shopping, we don't wear a mask and we share. It takes us maybe sometimes up to 5 hours to get through the store because Kelly here loves to tell people the truth. And we're back there and we go in a team and just overwhelm people. And some people are really happy. And yesterday was the first time. Usually we only see two people maybe at the grocery store without a mask. Yesterday we saw 12 and one woman saw us and she's like, you're not wearing a mask. And I said, no, it's a lie. You need to breathe and take that thing off. And she put that thing off and she's like, you're not going to get in trouble. I said, no, we have exemptions and it is our legal right to be able to.
Amen. Let me tell you a story. Yesterday, I don't go shopping much, but I had to go pick up some stuff that a monthly newsletter was printed, so I went to pick it up, and then I had to go get something else up, and I walk into Giant Eagle. Giant Eagle's a big grocery store here. I never go to Giant Eagle. But as I walked in the door at Giant Eagle, you know what I saw right in front of me, right? There they are, the Nazis sitting at the desk with their hand squirter and all that kind of stuff. And I walked in. It was the most empowering feeling I think I've ever had in my life. When I walked in, and I walked past them, and they said, sir, sir, and I just kept right on walking. And one of them jumped up out of the chair, and they came running like a little dog chasing me down the aisle. Sir, sir, and I just kept right on walking. It was the most empowering. I said, listen, I got to go to Kroger's. I got to go to Walmart. I got to go to someplace else and stand up. We have to begin to do that, right? So let me back. I'm going to let somebody come in. I know they got some questions here in a second. Let me back up a second because you talked about the awakening that it didn't happen in your church.
No, still hasn't happened.
How did it happen? Kelly, how did it happen for you?
In the family.
Yes.
So I had years ago, I had my kids in the Awana and the VBS and youth group, and I saw that somebody else was leading my children and not me and my husband. So I pulled out of everything, and it was a little shocker for the kids, but I didn't want somebody else who I don't know what their secret sin is leading my children. So that was really a big thing for me, and just getting their hearts. I haven't necessarily got both of my kids' hearts. I have a teenage son, and he's 17, and he's kind of, I don't know, but I definitely got my daughter's heart.
Amen. We're going to pray for your son, too, that you're going to get his heart. What was the reaction of your church friends, your Christian friends?
Well, my mother-in-law was not very happy. She kept trying to get them back to go to these programs and church. That was the hardest part. The church friends, they didn't even reach out. They didn't care.
Nobody's even reached out once. They haven't cared. You know, even when I went through a serious family crisis last fall at this time, there wasn't much for reach out. And I just thought, wow, I thought about what you said yesterday about investing. And like, I felt like I've invested so much time and energy. And I just was shocked with the lack of people stepping up. So, I mean, and we've always been very, helpful and wanting to step up and doing the right thing and being able to use our voices as a sword of the spirit. And I'm so glad that my children and Kayla are convicted by that as well, because their friends have no idea.
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing. I'm going to ask JR to come in here in a minute, because that's something that you mentioned about your son. You know, here's the truth. I think this is very, very real. I see it all the time. Young men in particular are taught to sit down and shut up and not have an opinion. Young men more than young women. And I think that it's hardest unless you start your son. Listen, folks, I'm talking to you out there. unless you start your sons at a very young age, you're going to have a very hard time battling against this strong feminist cult, spirit in the culture that wants to silence the voice of men. I hate to say this, but it's true. Women are still allowed to say what they think. Men, not so much. And I think one of the problems that we see with our young guys, when they're looking around and they're trying to find somebody as a role model, a man who will stand up and speak up, there aren't very many of them to find. And so they look at you they look at you guys and say, oh, yeah, the girls are doing it. Yeah, the girl. But they really have no role model to follow. Go ahead.
So in that aspect, my son actually does stand up. So he went to Citizens Bank and they required a mask for a while. And he basically tells them he's not wearing a mask. He barges in. He says, do you want me to take my business someplace else? And they do bow down to him. So in that aspect, he does stand strong. He refuses to wear the mask. But I don't know about his walk with Jesus as much as I tried harder with him than I have with my daughter.
I got you.
Many of us are
living it for sure. Let me hear from each of the girls. Then JR, I'm going to let you come in here a second. So girls, just here's your big moment all across the world. What would you have to say? I love the fact that you guys are on Psalm 2, by the way. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Go ahead. Come on in. Identify yourself and just take a few minutes. Go ahead.
I'm Meredith. I'm 14 years old, and I've been a Trump supporter, and then I've been against the mask for quite a while now, and I really want to fix the schools, and because I have friends.
Meredith, was it your affection for Trump that drew you into the battle? What really drew you in?
God really did. He just told me to go tell the truth. I really felt led to just tell the truth, and so.
Amen.
Yeah.
So now this is your little sister or your cousin beside you?
My best friend.
This is your best friend. She's not connected to anybody? She's just a best friend?
Yeah.
She's going to be salt of the earth. She's the. Go ahead, sweetheart. What's your name?
My name's Kayla. I'm 12 years old. I saw in the beginning of the pandemic all the corruption that was going on and things that just didn't make sense. I wanted to research them. I wanted to see why this was happening, why they would make us wear masks or why they want the vaccine so quick. I wanted to really see what was going on with the virus and if it was real or not. And then when I started digging in deeper, I could see that there was just things that didn't add up and didn't make sense. So I wanted to get closer with God also. So during this pandemic, I've been reading my Bible more and praying more. And I think with all of us, it's really woken us up more to God. And maybe that's the reason why God has allowed this pandemic to happen. Mm-hmm. He really, I think, wanted to wake us up and show us what we were doing was so wrong.
Mm-hmm. Amen. God help us for not being good role models. Come on in.
Okay. Well,
Althea.
Yes, I'm Althea, and my age is 17. And
Are you the ringleader, Althea?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Well, so I started waking up once when I lost my job in the beginning of this year because I used to work at a pizza place in a very hot oven area, and they wanted me to wear a mask. And I was like, "There's no way that's happening." So then I had to start my own business. And that's when I started getting really, really close to God, because we were driving to church one day, and there were free yard care stuff right on the side of the road, brand new lawnmower, yard care stuff. And I was like, okay, this is the direction that God wants me to go in. And then furthermore, I started learning more about people. And then my mom really and Kelly started getting really involved with the political side. And with my brother-in-law Brennan's help, we started going to these rallies and such. And I want to say it was more so the anger that the Lord gave me towards these situations and these evil, evil people that really wanted me to stand up and say something because I'm not one to stay silent. And I was just really driven, but with God, just from the anger that he gave me to tell the truth.
What do your friends think?
Well, I only have one best friend, and that's my best friend Anna. And she thinks I'm doing a good thing, but she's not completely in it. She's
And she's actually been bashed on social media by many people that really, really mean. Mm-hmm. You really learn who your friends are through all of this.
I've had adult friends come out and attack me. I've had my childhood friends tell me I should go die. And like, I don't get fazed by it, but it just amazes me of how many people will turn on you.
Yeah.
Oh, and and I'm also a part of a Police Explorers program. And I thought that God wanted me to go into law enforcement. I truly believe that was it. But I did learn a lot of communication skills and everything, but I also made some good friends. But one of my friends, I'm not going to tell her name because I don't know if she's watching, but she came at me and she was very hurtful and very mean words. And she tried to use the Bible in a way to tell me that what I'm doing is wrong. Mm. And which was very wrong because she's not a Christian. She's not a believer. She has two mothers. And I mean, I'm not going to judge her life or anything like that, but when somebody uses the Bible out of context, it really affects me.
Amen.
Should affect us all. JR, I feel you bursting in a little bit. Come on in.
ladies, is it Claudine and Kelly? Is that correct, mother?
Yes. Okay.
Guys, congratulations. I've got an organization that's Natural Family Foundation, and our motto is Natural Family Strong. And you all are exemplary of what we look for and what we're hoping for in America. Look, the problem in America is that the family's broken. Mm-hmm. These girls have no idea how fortunate they are. I came from a broken family, know a lot of the people that have, at least a lot of scars and at least a vacuum. But what you've done with these children is just incredible. I mean, really incredible. And I know it's difficult because you're swimming upstream. Oh. You're swimming against society that tells you that it's not one man and one woman. And you can get a divorce and you can kill the child. I mean, you're swimming against all that. And then to hear these young ladies get up and boldly speak the truth, and it's righteous indignation. It's righteous indignation that you have, and you need to have it, because once you get that in you, you have to get it out. But I'm in tears. I love what I'm hearing here. And thank you, moms, and thanks to dads for doing what you're doing, for the homeschooling. Keep up the good work. You know there's going to be resistance. Look for it, welcome it, and thank God for it. And thank God for you guys.
We're going to win. We're going to win.
And can I just say that when we're at these protests or rallies, the truth rallies for the election, we have signs, we're out on the street, and we get a lot of haters that'll come by, and literally we'll just say, "Don't worry, Jesus still loves you," and "We'll pray for you," and they just don't know what to do with that, you know. So we just try to give back the love when they're throwing the anger and the flipping of the bird and everything else. Our daughters have learned every cuss word out there, and they've been homeschooled, and so it's kind of it's been a wide awakening in many aspects for these girls. But I'm thankful for standing up.
We need to get a rally going up there in your neighborhood. We got a lot of folks up in Maine and New Hampshire. I'm telling you, we got a good team up there. So we'll work together to get a rally going up your way and come and give you guys some support. Somebody else want to come in?
Yeah, me, Coach. This is Tim. Go ahead.
Hey, Tim.
Ladies, we homeschooled our daughter, and I know you guys are dealing with relationships on all ages, and things are going to change as you get older. But my daughter came to me and said, "Dad, how do you find a good man? How do you find a good man?" Wow. Okay. And she said, "Dad, it's so discouraging because you have to lower your standards to find somebody." Mm-hmm. And this is what I encourage her to do this. And that is, how do you find a good man? Becoming a great woman. You're going to chase away the evil men, the cheaters, and the liars and the scared men, and you're going to see, a man's going to come and says, "I like her. And then because she's admitting her truth, she's congruent with what she's saying on the inside. She's exposing it and living a life on the outside. That's what attracts every relationship, honesty and integrity. Thank you, ladies.
And we were blessed with an awesome son-in-law.
Yes.
They're good ones out there.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Joe.
I want to give you ladies support too. My whole church homeschools their children.
Aww.
We've got over 120 children in our church that are homeschooled.
Wow, that's amazing.
Women stay at home with their children and they support. The men are out there working.
So wow.
You're not alone.
See, it's all tied together, folks. This whole idea that women have to go to work, it's all tied together with the corruption in the government and everything that we're seeing going on. They continue to raise taxes so that the mother can't stay home. And as a result, because the mother can't stay home, she has to send the kids to public schools. And we know what happens to them in public schools. And what you're seeing here is certainly the fruit of homeschooling. I hate to even use that term, right? Non-government schooling is what we see right here. And to instill in those children the values and live them out, That's what they become. That's who they become. Somebody, come on in.
Yes. Amen, Coach. Pastor Dale Socia down in Louisiana. Come on down here. I got good strapping young men down here. Homeschooler, look, homeschooler all the way. Coach knows me. All my kids, listen, I just want to encourage you. All of my kids have been raised at the gates of hell. And you're going to get pushback. You're going to get pushback in your community. You're not a protester. You're a proclamator.
You are
proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ at the gates of the city. And you're not going to get liked. You're not going to get patted on the back. But it is God. This is your desire, is that I'm pleasing God, not man. So I just encourage you, ladies. Mm-hmm. But if you come down to Louisiana, yeehaw!
Hey, I want to talk to you, Coach, if I can. Ohio Brett here.
Hey, Brett.
Hey, I love Louisiana too, but I love Ohio, all 88 counties. And ladies, I want to encourage you. You know that one good example is 10,000 times more powerful than great advice. And what you're doing is so, so special. God bless you.
Amen, Brett.
Well, let me be an encouragement to you guys, because I know you guys get pushback, but something we started doing, we sit in the car for a little while before we go in any store now, because these girls were getting yelled at in their faces for not wearing a mask, because we used to always take them. And we started really praying, and we started specifically praying that God doesn't allow these evil people to get in our faces and holler at us, but to bring like-minded individuals so that we could talk to them and share the gospel with them or the truth. And that is exactly what has been happening. And yesterday we were taught, an employee of the grocery store actually thanked us for not wearing a mask. And then I stood there talking to her for quite a while. I'm always in there for hours just talking to these people. And I was actually, because Claudine was a Sunday school teacher, and I said, do you know Jesus Christ? And she said, I was never taught that. I was never brought up in my home, but I'd really like to learn more. So I think God is really going to bring all these people together. A prayer group was started by people we don't even know. We've been meeting together for how many weeks?
Over 20 weeks. Yep. It's a Fire on the Mountain prayer group. And we meet every Saturday night. And it has been very empowering. We have some very courageous prayer warriors that have taught us so much and have been so strong and supportive of our youth. Our girls go, and it's been, we would love to see more young people wake up and join us, because they need to learn how to pray against all this. I've never been taught how to do that either. So it's been very educational for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Ladies, congratulations. You're an inspiration to all of us.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Be encouraged. In fact, Jared, I'm sending you another picture here real quickly, if I can get it up here. Pull this up here. This was sent to me by Kevin Fahey, who was there with Althea at the State House. And he said, put this up here, Coach, so people can really get a better look at the light that shines through this beautiful girl's face. I'm looking at this picture, and I agree with it. The light of the gospel of Jesus Christ is shining through her. Look at that, man. Huh? Look at that. We're the light of the world. We're That's the salt right. of the earth. We are. Now, listen, I hate to do this, but it's me and it's my show. So I want to leave you girls with some ammunition, okay? Some ammunition that I just came across yesterday. We all need ammunition. I get thinking about this. Just ask myself a question. Are more people dying today than usual? Is COVID-19 causing a great explosion in the number of deaths in America? That's an interesting question, isn't it? Wouldn't you think that if we're having a pandemic, wouldn't you think that all of a sudden we would have an boom, skyrocketing in the number of deaths? There'd be people dying everywhere, because certainly when you have COVID, I'm sorry, before COVID, people were dying of cancer. They were dying of diabetes. They were dying of heart attacks. They were dying of accidents. So let's assume all of those rates stay the same and people keep having heart attacks and they keep dying from accidents. And right? So those rates all stay up there, because we know that over years and years and years and years and years, those rates haven't changed. We know probably if we could probably predict 2021, how many people are going to die from heart attacks, how many will die from lung, right? We know that. We can project that out. So I'm thinking, wow, then I wonder how many people, there must be a buku amount of new people dying from this pandemic. There must be. Gotta be. So I thought, I'm gonna go on a CDC website and I'm gonna check out death rates. Might click on this. It says death rates in America, my friends, are going down. Did you hear me?
They're going down. Yeah.
Death rates in America are going down. Yeah. I didn't give Mike much of a head start to get this up on the screen, but that's not what we're being taught, is it? Aren't we being taught that people, they're dying left and right? Left and right. Mike, scroll on down there. Vaccine Liberation Army is where I found this website today. Go down there, and they're going to show you the charts, folks. There they are, Mark. Mike, can you make that chart a little bit bigger for everybody? There it is, folks. The number of deaths in 2019 and the number of deaths in 2020. In fact, the total number of deaths so far in America, 865,181. That was last year. 865,000 people died. Look at this year. 819,000. It's gone down. In the midst of this pandemic, the number of deaths are going down, friends. Huh? What's going on here? Oh, that can't be right. That can't be right. So, Mike, I went to the death charts. I went to the death charts that from the CDC. So this is, some guys just made this up, right? So you know what they're doing. You know why the COVID deaths are going up? Because they're assigning heart disease deaths to COVID. Mm-hmm. There aren't more people dying, friends. They're not. Daily updates of totals by week and state of people who are actually dying. Yeah, come on in.
I was going to say that, you know, thank goodness for COVID, though, because it's cured everything else. Yeah. That's what's amazing.
Yes. Mike, scroll on down. See if it doesn't give us a chart at the bottom, Mike.
Coach, it's called redesignation.
Redesignate. There it is, friends. Look at this. This is weekly updates of total deaths. Now, look, these are deaths involving coronavirus. Hey, friends, not people dying from coronavirus. People who probably were going to die anyway very soon from their comorbidities, right? And look how they list all of them up there, and they go by weeks. Look, just scroll down through there, and you're going to get down to the bottom, and you're going to see it's average normal deaths. People are dying. I said, well, that can't be right. I said, that can't be right. I thought it was exploding. I thought you couldn't play football games. I thought you couldn't go shopping. I thought people were dying left and right from coronavirus. Well, they're not. Hey, Mike, go to weekly deaths. Weekly
deaths. It's all about the money. They want the money from it.
Oh, brother, come on, man. Come on, they're getting money for the COVID deaths. Come on, folks, this is their own statistics. Now, look, this website at the Center for Disease Control calls it excess deaths. In other words, they're going to show you how many more people are dying from this horrible coronavirus. So let's go down, Mike, and look at it. There's a chart at the bottom of this. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Oh, there it is. Wow, huh? Now you say, well, look, Coach, there is an increase. There is an increase. Well, there's an increase in deaths. Mm-hmm. But is there an increase in coronavirus deaths? Can we say that? Right now, today, right there, Mike, you're scrolling on that. Go to January, what does I say, January 1st, 21. Folks, they're expecting January 1st the death rates to be normal.
Hey, Coach, can I read what I wrote down? I'm not seeing any justification whatsoever for either further lockdowns nor mask wearing at all.
No. Well, hey, Vinny, it appears to me, really, this sounds awful. The masks, the lockdowns haven't done anything to help sick people. Sick people who are on the verge of dying anyway, it speeds it up. And yes, that sounds awful. But so what we're seeing here with this little spike, May 1st, 2020, is maybe people who would have lived 6 months longer, maybe a year longer. Yeah, maybe the coronavirus did cause them to die earlier. But folks, there aren't more Americans dying. It's just not happening. So girls, there's some more ammunition for you, right? They're closing down our businesses. They're closing down our schools. They're closing down everything. And the evidence shows that the number of deaths are not going up. Isn't that something? Wouldn't you expect over this last year to look at this chart and see deaths just absolutely skyrocket? Hadn't happened.
Can I just say, Coach, so during the summer, big super spreader was going to a Trump rally, which we've gone to two, never wore a mask, plus rode buses to get there. And then super spreaders were, you know, going to bars and everything, which we don't go to. Now, yesterday, they announced the biggest super spreader is going grocery shopping. I'm like, bring it on, because as much as we love shopping, we've hated shopping, but we know that it's our mission to go there and educate people that they're being lied to. And we give them sites to go and visit. And most importantly, tell them about Jesus. So
for Claudina, I'm sorry. I tell them, listen, if you listen to the show regularly, you know, this is our mantra. It's bearing false witness against your neighbor. That's all it is. If you're telling them to put on a mask, and we know, number one, the masks do not work, period. They don't work. And number two, yes, you might get sick, but you're not going to die. People are not dying from coronavirus. We as Christians, we have an obligation to be loyal to the truth, to speak the truth to them. And they don't want to hear it because they've already got their mindset. They've been scared to believing that death, the old death angel's right at their door, and it's just not true.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And so one more thing is there was a surprise protest at Sununu's. We didn't get to go to that one, but he was caught off guard because the other ones have been planned and he's not home and he has his security out there and all that. But this was a surprise, and it did catch him by surprise. He was outside. He called the cops, and he literally stuck his head in the window of the police window of the vehicle, and no mask. He wasn't wearing a mask outside, and then he took off, leaving his wife and children there. Now, that's a real man, you know, like just leave your wife and children in the house while there's a group of people outside telling him that he's a tyrannist. So. And so we have a few more surprises for our governor because we know that this is working. We know his wife is upset with him, and we're going right for the wife. We're going. We know that she's got what's the word I want to look for? But that she's getting sick of this. She doesn't want to be governor anymore.
Amen.
So we heard from his own words.
So we got to stand up. We got to push back. Okay, hang on now. Another one. I got to show you another one. Because I want to brag a little bit. Can I brag a little bit? Mike, click on the enemy knows our name. Folks, listen. If the devil doesn't know who you are, you ain't getting much done. I'm just telling you the truth. If the devil doesn't know who you are, you're hiding. Now, watch this. Look at this. I've never heard of this. Stay right up. Mike, scroll back down just a second. Up. What was the name of this? New Civil Rights Movement. This is a brand new website that I've never heard of. Franklin Graham launches religious freedom attack on godless secular agenda of sinful LGBTQ voters. Well, praise God for Franklin Graham. Praise God. Franklin, you got to bone up a little. Hey, Franklin, you got to get the courage of Althea, okay? Well, I'll talk to you when you get the courage of Althea, Franklin. But here's what I want to brag about. Mike, scroll down. Franklin Graham, number one on the hate list. Who's number two on the hate list, I wonder? Scroll on down. Watch Bill Barr meet. Click on that, Mike. Watch Bill Barr meets. Who's number two? Well, wouldn't you know it?
Oh, no.
There we are. The devil knows our name. Now, scroll on down, Mike. Scroll on down. What do they say? Right wing. What do they call us here? Radical right wing watch reports led by radical religious right wing bigot. That'd be me. Amen.
Amen. You know me, freaks.
Yeah. Barr is an uber conservative Catholic who supports dominionism. Oh, no. Dobenmeyer, who is also a Christian minister. Oh, hey, they're advertising our T-shirts. Crooked Hillary for prison. Lock her up. Hey, folks, we're making progress. The devil knows our name. Somebody help me wrap it up.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah, come on in, Jeff.
Hey, wouldn't you love it when we were coaching baseball to have some boys with the courage and the drive these girls got? You know what I mean? You'd sign them up right now. Here's what I'm going to say this morning. And girls got them hats on. Coach, if you would, get their sizes and their address. Get them girls the new T-shirts, and I'll pay for them. When we come down to the Serpent Mounds, I'll bring you the money for them.
You're the man. You're the man. So, Claudine, you got to email me the sizes. Get one for you and Kelly as well. And because when you guys are out there, you're going to be good. You're going to be billboards for us, man. We need that. Yeah. So make sure you email me those. Somebody else. Hey, Randy, you've been quiet today. You ain't said nothing, man. What's up?
Oh, Coach, I'm enjoying this. These girls inspire me. This is inspiring. God bless y'all.
We're going to win, aren't we? Hey, we're going to win. Yes. Do you guys understand? Do you understand how many? I didn't even get into it today. Do you have any idea how many lies were exposed yesterday in Arizona? You guys have any idea the lies that were exposed yesterday? Folks, they're not going to win. Why? Because truth always prevails.
Truth always prevails.
But truth is only going to prevail if we continue to stand up and speak up and lift up the name of the Lord and not back down and not cower and not run and hide and not turn into that cowardly lion. Throw him back up there real quick, Mike. We're going to have to decide which lion it is that we represent. Which one is it? I think it's the lion of the tribe of Judah. That's the one I see.
Yeah.
The righteous are bold as lions. And evil men flee when no one pursues. Got the wrong people fleeing. Okay, girls, wrap it up for us here today. Give us the takeaway. Come on in.
Go ahead, Althea.
Me?
What's the Lord got for you?
Well, stay strong and don't fall into the lies. Don't wear the mask. It's a muzzle.
And don't stop. Jesus tells us to fight to the end, and that's what we're all about. We're fighting to the end.
We're fighting
even
with
God. when we feel like we're despaired. We start all over the next day. It gives us another day to breathe and another day to fight.
Stand up for Jesus, you soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner. It must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead till every foe is vanquished. And Christ is Lord indeed. Amen. Let the kingdom of God grow. God bless you, girls. You've encouraged our hearts today.
That's so awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll see you tomorrow, folks.
Yeah.
Bye.